Welcome to Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. Today I want to talk about Judgment Day. We all know that, the Lord talks about, His judgment. There's going to come a time when we're all going to be judged. There's nothing that's going to stop that from happening. It's going to happen, folks. It's just the way it is. And only thing I can say to you is you need to know that there's more to it than just being judged on all the good things. A lot of believers, they really, honestly, they have an ignorant belief of it. They believe that Jesus will simply reward everybody for the good they've done in life. But your secrets, your sins, your thoughts, everything is going to be judged that day. Everything that's a secret thing is going to be exposed. My question to you today, to all of us, myself included in this, everybody, is what's going to happen when we realize that, or I should say, what's going to happen on the day of judgment? What's going to happen to us when God asks us, why did we do this? Why did we think that? Why did we not help this person that needed help? Why did we turn our face away from so-and-so and such-and-such? Why did we put all of our money in the bank and save umpteen hundreds of thousands of dollars or whatever the case might be? Maybe you're worth even more than that. And just to give it to your children. And when these people over here died of starvation, plus they had no gospel, why didn't we take some of that money and give it to help them live and to learn who God was? How are we going to explain all of these little bitty things? I think we're fooled. We're fooling ourselves, I guess, is what I'm saying. We're fooling ourselves into believing that if we accept Christ, all is forgiven, and we don't have to worry about nothing. We're just going to heaven. And I've said it before and I'm saying it again, there's more to it than that. There's more to it than that. You can't fool God, people. You just can't fool God. I got Amish friends who take their money and buy telephones, vans, trailers, trucks, cars, give the money to an English-speaking person, as they call English, the other people. If you're not Amish, you're English, I guess. And they do this because their religion says they can't own a telephone, they can't own a car, they can't own these trailers. Excuse me. All these kind of things, they can't have them. So they take their money and they let another person that's outside of the Amish buy these things and put it in another person's name. And they think that God doesn't know that, I guess. They're thinking if it's not in my name, it's okay. Well, God knows everything we do. God knows who truly bought that vehicle. It was the Amish guy, not the English guy. God knows that you had a chance to maybe witness to somebody and didn't do it. God knows that you had a chance to help somebody and decided not to. God knows when the preacher asked for help for this poor family across town, you gave $10 when you could have given $500 and that wouldn't have affected nothing in your life whatsoever. But you only gave 10 or 20, or maybe you gave 100 and made you feel really good, when you could have given $1,000 or $500 and it wouldn't have affected your lifestyle one bit because you got plenty of money. God knows that you were selfish. See, all of our little secrets that we think we're getting away with, God sees. God knows how you looked at that man or woman the other day and thought, boy, ain't they terrible, or ain't they this, or ain't they that, blah, blah, blah. He knows what you was thinking. We all think we can hide. I got news for you. There's no hiding from God. You can't hide from God. You just can't do it. See, it's just like in Adam and Eve. They sinned, they realized they sinned, the first thing they did is went and hid. The first thing they did was went and hid, trying to hide from God. Folks, you can't hide from the Almighty. What are you going to do in your life to assure that when judgment day comes, you're not guilty of so many wrongs? Are you going to decide that your life is more important to you now? Your happiness, that is? Is that what the problem is? Is that we want our heaven now? We want our happiness? You know, I had a guy ask me, a guy from, I believe he's in Africa, asked me, you know, he said, why is it that most of the people that are rich are sinners? And he went on to say that he was dropping out of studies because they couldn't afford it and things were tough. And, you know, and I answered him and talked to him a while, and he said, does that mean you're not supposed to have any happiness in this life? And I explained to him that no, it had nothing to do with happiness. You know, we can't relate money to happiness, folks. And that's what so many people do. And that's what this poor man thought, you know, in some ways that, you know, money was going to bring on the happiness. Happiness is not something you buy. Happiness comes from the joy of the Lord. We think we're happy if we got enough to eat and a big fancy house and a fancy car and we get to go on all the vacations in the world. Oh, we're happy, happy, happy. Everything's just going peachy keen. You ask people, how's everything going? Couldn't be better. Man, my job's doing great. You know, we just got back from vacation and we're going to go do this. And, you know, just everything is just great. Never once do they think about eternity. What is going to happen with eternity? Judgment day is coming. When judgment day comes, people, that's exactly what it means, judgment. God is going to judge your life. Everything you did, everything you've done, everything you did openly, and everything you've done secretly thinking you was getting away with, God is going to expose it. And you got to answer for it. And there's some terrible things in a lot of our lives we got to answer for. And, you know, we can't go back in time. But if we've asked for forgiveness, then we're forgiven. God will forgive you for all of your past sins. But what about all the little things you do once you've made that decision to accept Christ? Do any of you out there really, truly think that you're perfect? I certainly know I'm not. And if we're not perfect, we're sinners. And we sin every day. We have to ask for forgiveness of those sins and be conscious every day of our life, watching what we say, what we do, how we act, everything. That's the key to our judgment in that day, is that if we live our lives in a way that is always looking towards Jesus and balancing what we're doing against what the Word says, you know, we'll have a lot less to account for than if we just live our life thinking everything is just going to be peaches and cream and roses. How many of us have talked behind somebody's back about a person? Probably all of us. We shouldn't have. It's sinful. It's disgusting. It's ridiculous. And it's something a Christian should never, ever even think about doing, but we all seem to do it. And it's wrong. See, if we would take a few seconds to think before we act, we would realize that we have an easier, better way of handling things than what we do. God, when God gave us all His Word, the Holy Bible, as a tool, as a way for us to read the Scriptures and find out how to live life, answers to life's problems, but we don't seem to implement the things He's told us. we read the scripture, we say we understand it, but we don't apply it to our lives. And that's a lot of the difference right there in a nutshell, is that it's one thing to know the scripture, it's another thing to live the scripture. And that's what, you know, this judgment day is going to be all about. Because God can easily say to each one of us, did I not tell you? Did I not tell you in my word? Did I not show you in my word how, you know, to avoid this? You can say, yes, Lord, you did. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Well, you know, I'm so sorry then, but what about to the people that we sinned against? Are you still sorry for that? You know, it's too late. Do we really want to go to the judgment seat of Christ and be judged by God? You know, God's got a book of remembrance. You know that? He has a book of remembrance. And he has the book of life. And he's going to take that book of remembrance and he's going to take every little bitty thing we ever thought of. And he's going to lay it out there for us. I don't think that he's going to be, you know, throwing it in our face. I think he's going to lay it out there for us and ask us why we would do this. You know, show us all the things that we did. And how does that affect us at that point? Well, I believe that that's where your reward in heaven is partially gauged on how your reward is going to be. You know, God loves you, but how much do we love him? And that's, you know, that's another message in itself. You know, how much do we love him? You know, but God loves us. I'm convinced that he would have us all come to that judgment day clean, without anything to have to answer for. But you know, we are humans, we are going to make mistakes. But you know, it's up to us to limit the amount of those mistakes that we make. And we can do that by using his word and by using our brains. He gave us a brain, he gave us a will. We need to use those things. You know, every time we start to think about something, you know, that they beat this into the ground, but you know, the what would Jesus do thing, but it's really true. You know, what would Jesus do in a circumstance like this, a situation like this? What would Jesus say about what I'm getting, you know, what I'm thinking here? You know, what would Jesus say to that person? What would Jesus do to help that person? You know, that's the things that we have to stop ourselves mid-track of what we're doing, right in the middle of it, and say, hey, wait a minute. Is this how God would want me to handle this? Is this what God would want me to say? Is this what God would want me to do? You know, and then figure it out. If you can stop yourself long enough to ask those questions, people, then you can do it. And that's the one thing that I think so many times our preachers fail out there, is that they don't teach us how to use God. God's there for us. He wants us to use him, not in the wrong way, naturally, but he wants us to use him. That's what he's there for. That's what he gave us his word for. Preachers, you know, they I don't know where they're coming from anymore, I'll tell you. It just amazes me. But I can tell you this, the judgment day is coming, and when that judgment day comes, it's your duty to yourself and to God to live the life that God would want you to live, and to use his word to gauge how you're going to react to all circumstances, so that you won't have to have so many things put out in front of you that says, why did you do this way? So keep that in mind. Judgment day's coming, folks. Make yours a good one. Look, gotta go. See you in the morning. God bless everybody. Each one of you. Amen.
We pray these programs have been a blessing to you, and they've taught you something. We feel that, you know, we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do, and we pray that, and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, or would like to, you know, comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, CampPoint, two different words, Illinois, 62320. God bless you.